And welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to Jim Gordon, a brilliant drummer with a tragic story. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Gordon, who died on March 13th last year in a California prison system medical facility.
Jim Gordon was a thief, a murderer, and one hell of a drummer. Gordon played with some of the most successful artists of the 1960s and 70s. He received a writing credit for our song of the day, Layla. Gordon died March 13th in the California prison system medical facility. He was 77. Gordon started playing professionally in 1963 when he was 17. He became a studio drummer, playing with a group of session musicians known as the Wrecking Crew. He played on the Beach Boys' classic album, Pet Sounds. He played with Dave Mason, The Byrds, George Harrison, Helen Reddy, Traffic, Joe Cocker, and Eric Clapton. He became a member of Derek and the Dominoes with Clapton. Clapton noticed a piano section Gordon was playing one day and asked him if he could incorporate it into Layla. Gordon said he could. What he didn't tell Clapton was he didn't write it. His girlfriend, Rita Coolidge, did. Gordon received a writing credit for the song, which meant he shared in the publishing riches to one of Clapton's most popular songs. Gordon was on the A-list of studio players, despite his increasingly erratic behavior. He talked about hearing voices. His doctor misdiagnosed the problem, blaming it on alcohol. He wasn't diagnosed with schizophrenia until after he killed his mother. He struck his mom several times with a hammer in June 1983. He then stabbed her to death. He said he heard voices telling him to kill her. He was found guilty of murder and sentenced to a California prison from 16 years to life. He was denied parole several times. He never attended a single parole hearing.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to Layla on YouTube, as well as get information on how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one about Bobby Caldwell, who was best known for What You Won't Do for Love, his only song that made it into Billboard's top 40, peaking at number 9. And please share the tributes with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.